Hello, everyone. It's 11 o'clock. I'm Allie Werbowetsky, here with Kinga Jacob and Catherine Wellman, and this is Centennial College Radio News. In the weather, it's sunny but still cool, and we're only sitting here at 3 degrees right now. But it will warm up this afternoon with a high of 12, and we can expect a light rain going into the early evening. Now, here are the headlines. Switching up the program for the Olympic Torch Relay Tour kept the flame lit in San Francisco. A BC family pleads for fugitive father to turn himself in. And in local news, the city of Mississauga might be auctioning off its utilities for an estimated $300 million. Now to our top story. In San Francisco, confusion seemed to be the answer for Olympic officials, who thought playing a little game of hide-and-seek with a torch would ward off any further attempts to put out the flame. The torch was supposed to end its only North American appearance at San Francisco waterfront, but was diverted as officials took it out of sight for an hour. The torch reappeared on a city street more than 3 kilometers away. Some Olympic supporters were upset that they stood waiting and never saw the torch go by, but International Olympic Committee President Jacques Roguet was happy to report that the San Francisco switch was successful and an overall effective way to deal with the protesters. They were able to avoid the same sort of swarms that stunted the relay in Paris and London only days before. In national news, the family of a BC fugitive pleads for him to finally turn himself into the police. 40-year-old Alan Dwayne Schoenborn fled after his 3 children were found slain in their BC home by their mother, Darcy Clark, Sunday afternoon. Police say Schoenborn was supposed to be watching the kids while Clark was out. He is said to be mentally ill and dangerous, leaving some local residents fearful for their safety of their own children. The job market appears to be currently shrinking across the country, with young adults and professionals continuing to graduate from colleges and universities. It seems as if there are too many qualified applicants with not enough job openings. However, young adults should have no fear, as an aging Canadian population across the country means that there is hope on the horizon. Derek Morrison reports.
With all of the baby boom generation retiring over the next decade, there's actually jobs to be found in the workplace for young adults. Jobs are found in all areas of work. It really just takes hard work, time, perseverance, and good luck to find these job openings. The key to finding one of these openings, however, is finding a job that someone actually enjoys doing. Brian Anthony, 22-year-old manager at the Best Western Primrose in downtown Toronto, and also a 2007 graduate from Algonquin College in Ottawa, says that his timing and experience had a lot to do with him entering the working world.
Timing. They needed someone, and I was just in the right place at the right time, and I had previous management experience. That combined with graduating from hotel restaurant management just ended up getting me the position.
Obviously, there are both pros and cons to being so young in a world full of people who have been working longer than some of these young adults have been alive. But Brian says that you just have to overcome and prove that you belong with the big boys.
Cons are definitely that you're looked upon as a baby who doesn't know what they're doing, and you have to prove yourself. Pros being that you're straight out of school, so you're fresh and your mind's ready to be molded, and you're like new blood to the organization, so you bring a lot to the table.
Not everyone wants to enter into the hotel business, obviously. But with Brian as an example, he proves that with hard work and good people skills, young adults can succeed in the working world in whatever field it is they choose to follow.
I'd say a major thing is references, as many as you can get, whether it be through peers or teachers. They're going to help you a lot down the way, and persevere and just be relentless.
From the Best Western Primrose in downtown Toronto, Derek Morrison, reporting for Centennial College Radio News.
Mississauga decided yesterday to put its hydro utility up for sale in hopes that the money will help tone down the city's infrastructure problems. It was part of an idea Mayor David Miller brought to the panel earlier this year. This decision hopes to bring in up to $300 million, but that price tag depends on how the utility is valued. The sale will not affect consumer electricity rates, however. They are regulated by the province. Ontario may soon find themselves carrying their bottles of liquor and wine out of the LCBO in paper or cloth bags soon, if Ontario goes through with the plans to ban its plastic bags. Ontario looked to Canada's lead recycler, Nova Scotia, for the idea. That province will set out to start the plan this summer. Ontario's Premier, Dalton McGuinty, liked the idea and hopes to start distributing the new bags by the fall. And that's the latest news. Now here's Kinga with a look at sports.
Thanks, Ali, and good morning, everyone. Here's what's making sports news today. The Toronto Star reports that the Masters Golf Tournament was delayed by half an hour this morning due to heavy fog. By the time Arnold Palmer hit the ceremonial first shot, the fog was so thick that visibility was reduced to about 200 yards. The most anticipated players this year are Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. Mickelson won his first championship in 2004 and won his first green jacket in 2006. Tiger Woods already has 13 major championship titles. Former Maple Leaf Gary Roberts took the Pittsburgh Penguins to their win against the Ottawa Senators last night. According to the Toronto Star, Roberts scored two goals last night. One of them was the winning goal. His center, Maxime Talbot, told the Star that two goals from a guy who was about 50 years old are pretty good. The Penguins lead the series 1-0. The Canadian women's soccer team is en route to Beijing after their win over Mexico. Melissa Tancredi scored the team's only goal, the Star reports. This gave the Canadians a win of 1-0 over Mexico and puts them on the Olympic Games roster. The North and South American Soccer Conference, CONCACAF, was held last night. Canada will go up against the United States in Saturday's final. And in basketball, the Raptors' win last night left a lot of fans relieved after losing 16 of their last 21 games, the Star reports. The 111-93 win over the Milwaukee Bucks gave the Raptors a much-needed confidence boost, says point guard Jose Calderon. He told the Star that this win is all that matters. Four more games, he says, and they will be all right to keep up with Washington and Philadelphia in the Eastern Conference. The Raps play a home game against New Jersey tomorrow at 7 p.m. And now for Centennial College basketball news, Gord Anderson reports.
It was a repeat of their previous game when they lost 68-62 to Cambrian. They turned the ball over, their shooting was cold, and they lacked energy. Head coach Chris Smalling was happy with the win, but said it was ugly.
It's what you call an ugly win, but you know what I mean? I'd prefer to be on the side with win at the end than an ugly loss. You know, in the end, really, Seneca came out, they played us real hard. And we pulled out the win. And sometimes, you know, what you're looking for is that W. And it doesn't matter how you get it.
Overall, Smalling thought the game was a team builder. He says he liked the way the Colts competed in the second half to get the win.
I thought it was a character game for our guys. Nothing was really dropping for us. We didn't have a lot of energy all game. And to be able to come back and pull it out the way we did, I'm really excited about how the guys played down the stretch.
Craig Nelson sunk the tying basket. He had spent a week in bed with the flu. He scored 2 points in the first half, but rebounded to get 11 in the second. Smalling knew that Nelson was in a groove, and the coach says he wanted to run the last second shot through his guard.
Craig was hot for us, and so what we wanted to do was run a screen to free him up and get him that shot from the corner, so it kind of worked out. Craig got the open look, and he was able to knock it down.
With the overtime win, the Colts improved to 11-2. They're first in the Eastern Conference. Next for the Colts is a Tuesday night game against George Brown College. Tip-off is scheduled for 8 o'clock. This is Gord Anderson, Centennial College News.
Thanks, Gordo. This is Kinga Jacob for sports. And now for a short break, stay tuned for Catherine for a look at which snazzy celebs are making headlines today.
Olé, amigos. Su casa means your home. And that's how Ramona wants you to feel when you visit her at San Antonio's most elegant Mexican restaurant, su casa. Ramona features the most popular dishes from Mexico, including enchiladas verdes or rancheros, chili con queso or chimichangos. But Ramona also has special family recipes that you won't find anywhere else. Try pescado en concha, chunks of sole in rich cream and cheddar cheese sauce, served in scallop shell. Or scallops La Jolla, prepared with wine, lemon juice, and three kinds of cheese. Or baked swordfish manzanillo. See Ramona today, where her home is your home. Su casa!
Welcome back. I'm Catherine with a look at your entertainment news. Alternative Arts and Fashion Week kicked off in Toronto's Distillery District yesterday. This is the first alternative fashion and art event to be hosted in Toronto. It features alternative fashion shows, musicians, and art installations. The event continues today and tomorrow. Speaking in front of an audience can be nerve-wracking. Competition adds an extra degree of pressure for the speaker.
However, an entrant into the 11th annual Agnes MacPhail Public Speaking Competition, Zhiyuan Sun, kept cool under pressure and spoke about a topic that he thought was important to him.
By the accumulating amount of greenhouse gases in our...
The 11th annual Agnes MacPhail Public Speaking Competition finals for grades 6, 7, and 8 took place on February 27th at the East York Civic Center. There were 8 contestants that evening that spoke about a broad range of subjects and connected them to the principles that Agnes MacPhail stood for. Among the speakers, Zhiyuan Sun, a student from the Earl Beattie Public School, was in the competition for the first time. He spoke about the role of the government in reducing global warming.
Well, because there has been a lot of very extreme weather going on recently, and I just feel like we have to do something about it.
Zhiyuan mentioned he felt calm and collected during the speech. His practice and preparation played a key role in his ability to perform under pressure. Sherman Lam, Zhiyuan's teacher, was at the competition to support his student.
I'm very proud of them, very, very proud of both of them. And just being here today and hearing all the other students, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, making these fantastic speeches, it moves me. I'm sitting here just blown away by just how wonderful all their speeches are.
This is Alex Badiv for Centennial College News.
Canadian comedian Mike Myers is set to host the 2008 MTV Movie Awards in June. Myers previously hosted the awards in 1997. The nominees for the awards will be announced in May. Pop star Ashley Simpson and Fall Out Boy bassist Pete Wentz announced their engagement yesterday. In a statement made on friendsorenemies.com, they said, quote, "Yes, we are thrilled to share that we are happily engaged. We consider this to be a very private matter, and we wanted to be the first to tell you and to hear it straight from us." After a long wait, 30 Rock and The Office will be returning to TV with all new episodes tonight. Both comedies haven't been airing new episodes for months because of the writer's strike. On The Office tonight, Pam and Jim will finally be forced to go to Michael and Jan's for a dinner party. And on 30 Rock, Jack will read some criticizing remarks in a newspaper made about him by an employee. Now back to Ali for a final word.
Thanks, Catherine. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.